أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فقلنا اضربوه ببعضها كذلك يحيي الله الموتى ويريكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون. In the previous ayat we read that Allah Ta'ala had commanded that in order to know the murderer, that that cow should be slaughtered and a piece of its meat be put on that person, and then he will come back to life and he will give the name of his murderer. From here we see that Allah's Qudrat is above everything. And when Allah Ta'ala wants to take out the secrets of any person, Allah has got various ways to do that. Yeah, it was, they could just not find out who the murderer was of that person. And then Allah Ta'ala made it that this cow be slaughtered, a piece of its meat be put on that person, and he came back to life. And when he spoke, there was absolutely no doubt whatsoever in his evidence, in what he said, who his murderer was. Because he was a person who went to Alam-e-Barzakh already, the life of the year after. And he had seen that life, and there was no question whatsoever of his life. So the Bani Israel, who were very obstinate people, there was a possibility that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, if he should tell them who the murderer is, if Allah informed him, they would have even denied that. That was their nature. But this was a thing that they also could not deny. They also understood clearly that there is no possibility of any lying of this person. Also from this instance, that when he was the murderer came to be known, and he had murdered his uncle, who is in the position of a father, and with the hope of gaining all his money which he had. And then he put the body in the neighborhood of certain people, that they be blamed for that murder, and then they pay the blood money. So he wanted to collect double, as we have explained quite a few times, just like insurance policies, where a person wants to claim lot of money, but then they lose everything, lose life also. Yeah, qisas became wajib, he had to be punished for it also. And he had to pay the blood money also. He, instead of gaining double, he lost out in every way whatsoever. Here we learn another very great lesson. The minute we leave divine law, the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and we follow our own desires or man-made laws, then everything goes wrong in our life. If we follow the laws of Allah Ta'ala, everything comes right in our life. So this also has been explained from this incident. And just as this was a miracle of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that the cow was slaughtered, a piece of meat was put on the dead person, and he came back to life again. Just like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and every Nabi were given miracles also. In Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's palm, stones gave evidence of the nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Trees tore the ground apart and came forward to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave evidence of his nabuwat and went back. And the people saw it, and of course Mi'raj, which was such a great miracle. And the greatest miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Quran Sharif itself. So anyway, all this Allah Ta'ala has done, and Allah gives one great lesson. كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى. Isi tarah zinda karega Allah murdo ko. And it is in this way, with Allah's qudrat and power, Allah will make the dead people come alive from the qabristan also. People who have died 1,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, in Allah, that from here we understand the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, that He will bring everyone back to life again. وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ اور دِكھاتا ہے تم کو اپنے قدرت. And Allah Ta'ala keeps on showing you His Qudrat from time to time. Allah Ta'ala makes it that the unseen and the things that are not known, Allah shows it in this world to strengthen the iman of the people. round about the early 1900s in Iraq, when the graves of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were near the rivers and the water of the rivers were coming close to their graves. The pious people of the time saw dreams of this that move us from here. At that time, all European media, cameras, etc. also went to see, and everyone saw the Sahaba who had died more than 1,000 years ago. Their bodies were 100% intact, and they were moved to other places. So like this all the time, from time to time, Allah shows His Qudrat so that man can understand, and this is also the favor of Allah. Real Iman is on the words of Allah and His Rasul on the ghaib. But Allah in His mercy from time to time shows these things. And this is then the work of intelligent people, that they accept this, not the work of stupid people, scientists, philosophers, politicians, who deny this Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ تَاكِ تُمْ غَوْرْ كَرُوْ So that you have brains and you think and see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah shows His Qudrat, and Allah is showing His Qudrat all the time. And one of the greatest signs of the Qudrat of Allah are we ourselves, this human being, that our bodies are functioning, the eyes are looking, the tongue is talking. The tongue, what has it got power to talk? That the eyes, where has it got power to see? It is Allah who has put all this. And the very formation of a child in the womb of the mother, the very existence of insan, is all proof of the existence of Allah Ta'ala. So people of brains take lesson from this and they realize the Qudrat of Allah. And the people who are slaves of this dunya and of their lust, they are the ones who deny this great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So in this ayat, lot lessons are given for us to learn and to make our iman, which is the most important, and then to prepare for our eternal life, which is the real life. And not that we are preparing all the time for our dunya's life, and we have no thought or no preparation for the akhirat. The akhirat is the real life, and for that we should prepare. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.